Precisely the din davar shabab gushim. Iroi mi kli sheni. Iroi from a kli sheni. The chain kli shlishi and similarly kli shlishi. Naigin la hakel bai. When naig be mako on a kli shlishi. The lima sha'im bami shum a sebishal. There's no sebishal in a kli shlishi. The afa pekane.
We're mako by it?
We're mako. We're very mako. Very mako. You can put anything in a kli shlishi. Sounds like aim bami shum a sebishal. Anything. Now a PK in Laos my kham mo tar shel kham I feel me cliche ni so even so right that a PK even so in Laos my kham mo tar shel kham I feel me cliche ni one should not pour hot water or something warm from the cliche ni on the kham him shir shi at let us be my pizza we shouldn't pour things from a cliche ni one second on an egg I'll eat on tea bags tea leaves Oh, well, davar meluach, something salted, very salted. She ashal eichel b'shtifa b'mayim. She goes davar meluach, like a very salty type of fish. Mikaven shemayim achshir nosol achilah. Since this mayim from the klisheni allows it to be eaten, the salty fish, one should be machmir in a klishlishi, or a klisheni for that matter. So basically, he matters everything in a klishlishi except three things. An egg.
To do what?
Aliti, to put in a klishlishi or pour from a klisheni. You can take a tea bag. You cannot take a tea bag according to Rishon Zalman and put in a klishlishi. Aliti, tea. Can't do it.
Why
these three happening? Things will cook even in a klishlishi. It's a mitzias things will cook.
We don't know that, right?
Oh, so one second. Or, so you have an egg, tea leaves, and salted fish. These three things you cannot pour from a klisheni, and you cannot pour them into a, put them in a klishlishi. So on the bottom of Kuf Samech Vav, it's very interesting from the Mishnah in Sefer Yireyim. He says a person should be careful not to put anything in a klisheni or a klishlishi when it's yad soledes by. Why? Because we don't know exactly what's soft, what's hard. So we're going to have to be machmir. We don't know.
What exactly you're not to put it in there? You're not to pour water in it.
No, let's say there's water in a klishlishi and it's still 140
degrees. Then you're not
how
to put.
Right.
Then you're not to put something in there.
Right. According to the Sefer Yireyim. But again, Rosh Hashanah is makel except for three things, and he brings down Vayitra. Rav Moshe Feinstein says even in a klishlishi, even if it's boiling hot, we're makel. Even by tea bags, so we have another level. There was Shom Zalman who's machmir by tea bags and tea leaves, by fish and by what was it? The third one by an egg. Rav Moshe's makeup is in a klishlishi, even by tea bags. And this is the hetter that we have now in yeshiva and other places. Why people use tea bags on Shabbos? According to Shom Zalman, maybe one shouldn't, but we're in America. We have Rav Moshe to be a samichan.
With
Maisha? Yeah, by everything. He's just saying Tibet because that's the one that's more common. That's the one that applies to us. Well, yeah, coffee for sure. Coffee you can even do in a cliche.
Well, because that's
instant coffee.
Special.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Very good. So again, Al-A-T again, because these things, they're very thin. They
but
cook very easily.
This
Makam Lahmer, what?
I mean, you think that he himself do it?
Would he himself do it?
Probably not.
He's not for the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look, he says, he brings out a very interesting lesson in the last line on the page, Kuf Samaches, Aruch HaShulchan, the day in any rice, our eyes see that Lamaise, he puts it in a Klishi and a Klishlishi, it cooks. Meaning, right? Logically, if it's the same temperature as a Klishon, shouldn't it cook? So he says, Aruch HaShulchan says, the Taka does cook. So, fine. So you have a Machlekes, or Shul Mazal, and then have what you could do. Okay.
Wait, so even something that's not Mavushal, you could put in
experiment.
Even something that's not Mavushal, you could put in a Klishlishi.
Klishlishi according to Rav Moshe.
And Rav Moshe.
According to Shul Mazal also, right. Good, except for those three things. Dava Yavi Shabbat Gushim. Ah, Dava Yavi Shabbat Gushim. That's something Dava Gush. What's a Dava Gush? Kigon Tapuach Adama, potato. Or Netach Basar, a slab of meat. Something that's whole.
Solid.
Can
we have that word before? Shau.
I don't remember. It's not barley. It's barley. Sorry.
Shashu.
So anyway, everyone, this is called a davar gush. A davar yavish is considered a davar gush. It's something like a potato or something like a piece of meat, a piece of chicken. Yes, it's something whole. And we'll see what's important about it. Hucham, it's not whole, meaning it's something that's thick.
It has a
consistency to it. Meaning if you would put it in a plate, it stands on its own. You don't need the walls of the plate to keep it warm. It's such a warm thing that it's something that's a slab that it stays by itself. A potato, you put it in a plate, it's a potato. You can put it on the table, you can put it in a plate, you can put it in another plate, it still retains its heat. The potato itself keeps the heat in. It's not shot by a cleavage that you need the walls to insulate it to keep the heat in. By a double gush, that thing itself is something that just, it's a pressure cooker. It's something that stays hot.
Rice is not really a double gush.
Right, rice would not be a double gush.
Something like small pieces would
Right, in a economy, they would not be a double gush. Right, you're right. It's also, you could picture a lot of things are a double gush. You're saying any kugel is usually a double gush, right? An apple kugel, a
lobster like kugel.
Chon's a very good question. I think it depends on the chon. My wife's chon sometimes is a double gush, sometimes it's not. It's basically wasn't. I don't know what I like better, but you hear that? Because some chon's are very watery. That wouldn't be a double gush or something that's.
It's a
tone.
That's
all.
It's got like meat and like.
Yeah, it has meat, barley, potatoes all snacked up together. That's a double gush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat that
what? No. It's considered a double yavish above a gushim. Double yavish said it's considered a double is considered a gush. Rice can be a double yavish also, but it'd be a gush because it's something that's small, doesn't retain its seeds.
So rice is something that's a double yavish.
It's a double yavish, but it's really not. It's not gush. Why? Just look at the rice. It just spreads all over. It doesn't really retain its seed. So 1 second. We're going to get to the din yet. Vucham kadish yatzol ledes boy. And the potato kugel is a shear that's yatzol ledes boy. Or the potato or the piece of meat. Yesh lahach meboy kebekli rishon. It has the chorma of a kli rishon even after you put in a klishe in a krishlishi. Yeah, you hear the chorma. You have a piece of potato kugel. You took it out of your pan. You put it on a serving dish. Then after that serving dish went on your plate, which is technically a klishlishi, mikaven shu oisa b'seichot zechom, it's like a storage house for the heat, the potato kugel. It keeps the heat in very well. Therefore, one should not pour cold soup on the piece of meat.
This is a very hard concept to understand.
Why?
Because this is something that just has to be yatzol ledes boy, and we say that there's a chumra that it can heat something else.
And the chumras of a kli rishon.
For example, right, and you take, let's say, hot water, which is in a klisheni.
Right, it can
cook. And which is a million times hotter than a potato that's just yatzol ledes boy. And there it's mutter, and over here it's aser. He talks about it.
Don't pour hot soup on top of this piece of meat if it's in the plate. Why? Cold soup, right? Very good, thank you. You can't pour cold soup because then it's going to cook the cold soup because it has a din of a kli rishon.
Take a small piece off.
If you have like a cold soup, like what do they have in there? They have like fruit soup or something like this. Don't put a piece of meat in there if you desire that. Again, the same problem, it's going to cook the soup. Don't put butter, this is important, or spices on hot potato. Very nogeya, don't spice your potato on Shabbos. Why? Since it has the firmness of a kli rishon,
salt.
It's going to be cooking the tavlin.
You can put salt in. Salt you could, because
that's salt was already cooked. Actually, speak about salt.
You're cooking the
spices, yeah.
You make it a small piece.
And even though we kind is that the butter or the margarine was already cooked,
right?
Still, you should be machmir, so that would cool down.
I know why. Because it changes.
Cool down.
It changes it.
Right. Because since it cooled down, that was going to change it from butter to another consistency. Dissolves. I don't know whatever you want to call it. Okay, fine. What do they serve with the kugel nuts as well, with the Yishami kugel? Pickle, right. You have to be careful with pickles also. When you have the potato kugel next to it, al pashita chama, you don't put a pickle on like a knish or something, yotzibai, or meat knish. Avamutluti melech shulchan, you could put salt or melech bishal to pour chadam acham, because those were already cooked, and ain bishal acha bishal bedavar yavish. V'chim resik agvaniyais mevushal ketchup. Al niteach basar cham. One is allowed to do. If Moshe brings us down for a number of halachic reasons, how ketchup was made, how it was processed, and it was cooked 100 times over, they've met this at many times. So you won't put ketchup on a piece of potato kugel, even though potato kugel has a chumras of a klishlishi. I mean, but by ketchup, since it was already cooked for various other reasons, if Moshe was from Zaman, we're able to put it on a piece of potato kugel. So gishmak, we have that clear. Davar gush, but not really clear. Now the question now is, what about breadcrumbs in a plate? If you put chon on your plate, should one be matter by that?
No,
they're not cooked. They're baked. And let's see now.
Hayinadi is the same type of thing. Hayinadi is something.
Let's see. This is it. And then test. Bishul Acharafia. You already baked it, and now let's say you put it on the plate with the chol. Now it's going to cook it. There is bishul acharafia. It should be aser. Even though we explained something that's dry that was already cooked, there's no bishul on Shabbos. Why? There's bishul acharafia, meaning if something was baked, one could cook it afterwards. Achar tzliya, also after roasting, if one puts it in soup, it could cook. Achar tikkun, after frying. So it works vice versa, right? Let's say by croutons. If you put croutons in the oven, croutons were deep fried, which has been a cooking. If you put them in the oven, the other croutons, that's going to be also because now they're being roasted. Or cooked without the liquid. So any way, any positive change that you're going to enhance the food, if it's different than the original cooking, is going to be also. So the vichach, also eating lechem, say chamara. It's also to put bread in soup. Or biskutim, or matzos, or tocha tea. You know, they have tea biscuits. Oh, it's tea biscuits. No, it's good stuff. Tea biscuits?
Yeah.
The babas and the zaydas have tea biscuits with their tea, and they put those into tea, in matzos. So you can't do it. Why? Because those were baked, and now you're cooking it. Hashir amarekis ha tea b'klirishon, when it's in the klirishon, v'china asr laros alechem of biskutim b'klirishon, v'gam enitim b'klisheni. One should not put them in a klisheni either. So if you're at home, one should be careful, right? In yeshiva, you have the pot that was cooking, you probably have a second pot, I imagine. So they dish it out from into your regular bowls, so you have three kalim. Am I right? That's what they usually do. That's what they usually do with
regular.
Then it goes into like a serving dish, and from the serving dish, it goes into your soup bowl. That's mutt, that's already klisheni. But at home.
You're allowed to put anything you want.
Oh, right, so you can put it, but in a klisheni, one should be machmen, you have to put bread in a klisheni, and the soup is hot. Ah, ulam. This is he has a kula. But inyan zeh ein lamatzekes ulakaf with the aser. Right. Yesh bishul acharafia and a klisheni has the ability to cook. But by matzekes ulakaf, a ladle or a spoon that we said before, if you keep it in, has a din of a kli rishon. By this, since it was already baked and since it was already heated up in some method, yishmakum lahakav litin lachem lamarek shusak mikli rishon atochat lachas matzekes. You hear it's cool over here?
Now what?
So, one second. So
if you have a pot on the stove, you take it off the stove, it's a kli rishon. Normally we said if you keep the ladle in, it's a din of a kli rishon.
Right.
But over here, since the bread was already baked, with that ladle, when you put it into your soup bowl, right, which is only a cliche in your soup bowl, we allow you to put bread into it. Normally a cliche is going to be awesome. Once you're using a ladle, that already like another process that takes it out of the soup bowl. Even if you keep it in there, when we said it was a cliche shown, and here that means your soup bowl should be a cliche. People say it's a, right, then it's not a problem. But we're saying if you do keep it in there.
Then, so what, the cliche really turns into like a cliche?
Right. It doesn't say that, but it's like your soup bowl is a cliche.
Since it went to the ladle. Since it was already
cooked.
This is different. It's not being baked.
Right.
It's also cooler for bishul achar bishul, if you have that. It's only as like bishul achar afia.
Or tigun or any other or any other method. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Does everyone understand the kula? For what?
Something doesn't do anything for tea.
For tea. Right, for tea, if you put a tea, it's good. Right. There's no label.
You know, unless you just do it again, if you want to make tea.
Put it in another cup.
Yeah, just do it
again. You could do that also. Okay, so everyone heard that? So the ladle somehow takes on the din of making, allowing you to put soup, bread into a second keli, into your bowl. So good, so kishmacha kula. A fully cooked piece of meat, this is a very common problem. One should not put on top of a cholim pot. It was really cooked the first time. You get corned beef. How does someone make corned beef? They put it into a boiling hot pot of water usually. Okay, now when you remove it from the water, you put it on top of the cholim pot. We paskin yesh tzli achar bishul. Since it was cooked in water the first time, that doesn't have bishul. Now it's just on an open fire without any water, it's roasting. Right? That's what we describe roasting, an open fire. The pot was a chumim bar machmer. We hold you can't roast after you already cook. One should not do that. So what could one put on top of a cholim pot? Potato could go.
Your meat,
the same way it was made, you're putting it on the cholim pot, not doing anything different. But chicken also, meat also, if it was never used, if it wasn't cooked in water, also would be mutter. We're talking about a corned beef or something like that.
That is 100% awesome.
Yes.
Sli achar bishul.
So your piece of meat is made differently.
You're enhancing it.
Does it have to change?
No, it doesn't change.
You have to enhance it. What's it?
That's called an enhancement. Once you're roasting it, after you're cooking it, after you bake the bread, when you cook it, that's an enhancement. While you're doing it, you're making it better. That's why you like it. What?
Who is it? Because
it was cooked. And now it's still being cooked. Nothing's being changed. Since it was not cooked anymore to begin with, it was roasted. It was bishul, and we passed it in bishul after bishul. The only thing that's happening, we put on top of the chow pie steak, it's cooking. Shot by the quim was it wasn't baking the first time. The first time it was cooking in water. And now when you move it to the water, can you put it on top of the chilling pot? That's roasting. The possum you can't roast after you cook.
It's like you're putting meat on top of a calf. It's like roasting it because that is a declaration.
Yeah, technically, but don't worry about it.
But it's not yet. It's not yet.
Shkedio smara are yellow croutons. Which are noodles. Mutuganos b'shamen hanimkaros g'shem uchenes l'achilat. They're already Chinese noodles. That's what they are. Chinese noodles that they're already soaked in oil. They're deep fried Chinese noodles. So they were already had a din of being cooked, even though they were used oil. It was cooked because it was all liquid. So mutalisin osam afil b'kavishi. Putting the kavishi in a soup. Why? It's out on the fire. Yatigum b'ribo shayven nashav l'bishol. When you fry something in a lot of oil, that is the din of a bishol. Ve'ein isa bishol acher bishol. Everyone follow how that worked? You deep fry them to begin with, and now when you put them in the soup, right there, you're just the same thing as deep frying. You're cooking them in a liquid. With fashkin in bishul acher bishul, as long as it's not on the fire, otherwise you'd have palam bav chazara.
Now you're just cooking with liquid.
Right, nothing changed. You cooked it with liquid before. It happened to be oil. Now you're cooking it with water, but they're both liquid, so it's mutter. So that's why you could put. That's why soup nuts are the preferred thing to put into soup. Soup croutons. It avoids all problems. One should not put challah, bread, near the fire in order that it gets crusty, you know, like it's geschmack, like people like it, not salt, you know, crusty on the side. Okay, lechem is tana miskasha b'kach. This lechem is changing, the lechem is baked, and now it's being roasted. But again, this doesn't really happen unless it really gets very hot, the bread. It's
I mean, on
top of the crock pot or on the, next to the fire.
Can't let it get yatzeledes.
Normally, when you put it on top of the crock pot, it won't get yatzeledes.
This is like some
right,
it's really near the fire.
Before Shabbos.
Also, before Shabbos, that's fine because they're not doing any minus to bread. But people that put it in their oven before Shabbos or on top of a blech, I guess, which would be roasting also. So it would be also do that on Shabbos because you ain't tzliya achar afia. Okay, fine. But again, usually it doesn't get so hot. Fine. So you finish the next is very geshmak. It's shi'an hatzmana. Hatzmana is a very. We're up to samich gimel. Tomorrow we'll knock off hatzmana.
Started from the Zayin.
No worksheet.
I don't know the worksheet.